This year, summer visitors to Northern California's Napa Valley region will have lots more than great wines and rolling vistas to enjoy. Napa is also home to wonderful art museums and galleries, as well as various artisanal products such as hand-pressed olive oil. Spirits were quite high in the tasting room at the Robert Mondavi Winery as tourists and wine connoisseurs sampled the many varieties of wine this vineyard produces every year. There was Cabernet, Chardonnay, Fumé Blanc, and Moscato d'Oro, to name a few. When Mondavi's Jessica Cherry pours for wine newbies, she urges them to venture beyond the unfamiliar labels.
Start off with what you like. That's how most people get into it, and it's constantly changing. I know with myself, I started off liking white wines, then I go into reds. I constantly go back and forth. I love them all now.
That's unusual in the U.S., where only 12% of consumers drink wine. This contrasts sharply with Italy, founder Robert Mondavi's birthplace, where the pleasures of wine are considered an integral part of the good life. Inger Schiffler, the winery's wine educator, says it is Mondavi's mission to get its estimated 300,000 annual visitors to enjoy it too.
Mr. Mondavi's goal from the beginning was to get wine back on a dinner table, back with a meal, back with a family. And so he realized that the way you teach people that is that you invite them into your winery, you offer a tour to explain the process of winemaking, you offer tastings with someone to walk you through the wines and explain some of the things you might be tasting, and some tips on how to appreciate wine. That's the culture we'd like to share with the rest of the country and the rest of the world.
There is a wine tour for almost every tourist in Napa's estimated 375 vineyards. Novices, for example, can learn basic wine tasting techniques. Connoisseurs can take an essence tour to deepen their appreciation for a good wine's underlying chemistry. But Schiffler says that while all great wine requires great grapes, winemaking itself is an art.
The art comes in knowing when to pick, choosing the right vineyards, the decisions about which grapes you're going to choose, how you might blend those grapes together. So the winemaker's role is to taste and taste and taste and taste and figure out how to put the pieces together to make the wine that he or she would like to express.
At the Hess Collection Winery, halfway up nearby Mount Veeder, Napa Valley tourists can appreciate another type of art, the painted and sculpted kind.
Welcome to the Hess Collection Audio Tour. These recordings will provide information related to...
Inside its airy museum space are abstract expressionist paintings by Robert Motherwell, portraiture by the British painter Francis Bacon, and a flaming typewriter by the Argentine sculptor Leopoldo Mahler. The collection is vast, and only about 20% of it is on exhibit at any one time. David Johnson, who runs the Hess Collection Winery Visitor Center, says art is just as important to this winery's founder as wine.
It is Donald Hess's personal passion, and he was probably the first person to actually put an art gallery with a winery. Even though you have beautiful wines, it's nice to give them something that's fresh and new. And we do have people from all over the world that actually are art buffs, and they love to come out and see the collection.
Betsy Pickett from Scarsdale, New York, has already spent several days touring the area's dozens of art galleries and museums. Right now, she's enjoying the ever-shifting images of Running Man, an ultra-modern computer video installation by Alan Rath.
We love art, and the Hess Collection has really been fun to see, more than the wine. There's Frank Stella, there's Kiefer. Some of the big names are always fun to see. The galleries in some of the small towns are fun to go to, so it's very exciting.
It's craft rather than art that's offered at the St. Helena Olive Oil Company. It's one of several small Napa firms that sell the oil made from the local trees, some of them centuries old, that thrive in this Mediterranean climate. Shop assistant manager Andrea Mason shows off the 15 or so limited edition varieties produced here.
Well, the one thing that differentiates Napa Valley olive oil compared to other regions is we like to do early harvest as well as Italian varietals. So that's going to give you a very pungent or robust olive oil, so you get a strong peppery afterkick at the end.
Mason says she loves the time-honored way her olive oils are produced, nearly as much as their flavors.
Farmers go out, handpick the olives, and then at that point they're going to press the olive. They do have the old-fashioned way, which is just mortar and stone, and you're just going to be crushing the complete olive itself.
Hand squishing?
Hand squishing, or you can actually roll almost like a wheel, and those are going to be your old-fashioned, traditional-style pressing mills. And then after that process, if you have a great olive oil, you want to bottle it right away. That way you can prevent it from oxidizing or breathing. Unlike wine, you don't want to have an aged olive oil. You want to use it within its harvest year.
Other great reasons to visit Napa Valley, California include hiking and camping in its idyllic green hills, dining in its gourmet restaurants, shopping in its quirky stores, or attending an outdoor concert. All pleasures that go down nice and smooth, with or without a glass of wine. In Napa Valley, California, this is Adam Phillips reporting.